Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice.
8:43, Jeremy Colleton joins us. Jeremy Colleton, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. You know, it's not just a restaurant, it's a way of life. By the way, Sandberg's birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
We had the tradition for years that we would pass the Hooters gift card along to whoever was celebrating their birthday. We haven't seen it since you last had it, did
No, it was not me. It was not me. I believe it was somebody else on the morning show.
There's a texter that accused Kevin Powell of taking it. So.
Well, Kevin did, and then we got another one.
Yeah.
Which isn't the way it's supposed to work. You're supposed to pass it on.
Supposed to rotate the Hooters gift card.
But I have.
I would never do that to you guys.
You never even got your hands on it.
No, you know, the first person to deny it is usually the guilty party.
That is true.
I've just never seen it. I don't know what it looks like.
But Capricorns are the best. People born in January are the best, as our next guest, right?
Is he a January?
Yeah, yesterday was his birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. What a terrible birthday present last night's game was, Coach.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, Mary. Happy birthday.
Thank you
very much.
Well,
I meant for you.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, the guys owed you one.
Yeah.
All right, so first off, happy birthday. Sorry we missed it. I hope you get to celebrate with a win with the next one up. But we got to start with last night. What happened? Is that just a one bad night? Let's forget about it and move on?
Yeah, well, we hope so. Should be. I think that's not the standard that we've been used to getting. And I think that we can use it as a learning experience. That's never going to be good enough, you know.
And to see how well Kaner and Taves and DeBrincat keep playing, it's just so hard to figure this season out.
Yeah. Well, I think we've shown, like, we got the power plays going, and we know we're going to create offense from that. And we have some players who are finding ways to produce every night. So the rest of the group, you know, at worst, let's just play 0-0. You know, find a way to be good defensively and compete hard in our end, and then that's going to be good enough to win. And I think we've been on that path in some of the previous games. We just got to get back to that next game.
There was a thing at the end of the game which I thought was good. Now, I'm not in any way advocating bring back the Broad Street bullies and the brawling, but sometimes a good haymaker or two, or a guy, you know, going after another guy in the other team after he's asked for it for a while, sort of wakes the guys up. How'd you feel about that scrum at the end of the game?
Yeah, we showed some life, showed some jam, and that is a positive. Obviously, that's not the way the game is anymore, but we can have that jam and compete and stick together quality for 60 minutes. You know, let's get engaged. Let's get through guys when you have the chance. Play with that energy and edge, and I think then the results will be a little better for us.
Is that what you look for from, and you've got some guys who have just joined you here the last couple of weeks, Kajula being one of them. Is that what you look for from guys who, you know, maybe they're trying to make an impression on you too, right? So are you evaluating them and saying, oh, okay, that's he's bringing a positive there to the ice for us?
Well, I think that is part of what Kajula brings. He gets his nose dirty. He's not afraid of contact. He gets in the battles, and he wins more than his share. And when you bring that quality, a lot of times when you're on the ice, your team has the puck. And more of that, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Jeremy, can you tell yet, because during this last stretch of games here, since the win in Pittsburgh, you've lost some tough games. There have been some overtime games. Last night was a little bit different story because you get down by 5 goals. But can you tell how this team reacts after a game like that and whether they carry it with them?
Well, I think we have responded when we've had a tough night in the past. Now, I haven't been with this group for an extremely long time, so I'm still learning them. But I think we have shown that we'll respond. And so that's a positive, you know, and that bodes well for the next one here in New York. But that's something we want to continue to. We're not going to have two efforts like that in a row. And actually, I hope we don't see another one for a very long time.
Jeremy, was Connor Murphy okay after he fell into the bench Okay. That was crazy.
I haven't heard anything that there's an issue there. He seemed healthy. He finished the game. Saw him in the hotel. He looked fine. So I don't think it's a problem.
It's always scary when you see that happen. I have a question. When you switch goalies mid-game, even if it's not their, you know, really their fault to getting the scored on, is it more? Are you doing it more for the goalie's sake or for the team's sake?
I think it's a combination. You know, every situation, every decision is different, but. You know, last night we weren't playing very well, and it was not fair to leave him in any longer. You know, he suffered enough. You know, obviously, I don't think it was his best game, but he wasn't getting any help, and so that's we try to switch it up, and hopefully the team responds. And you know, I think not every decision is the same, but a lot of times it's some combination of that.
You get chatter on the bench on a night like that? I mean, I know Taves is the captain. I know he gets after the guys, but is there much chatter on the bench, or is that safe for the dressing room?
No, yeah, there is. There is. There's some peer pressure and guys talking about what we need to do to get better. But we just, you know, we didn't have what we needed last night, and so that's the challenge. Just to, you know, ideally, you figure it out early in the game, and you find a way to snap out of it. We just couldn't do it.
You just got to get on a run, man. I mean, this team's got the talent to get on a run. By the way, Drake was on the show with us the other day. What a good kid he is.
Yeah, he is. He's got some personality. You see that in his play. Plays hard, plays for the team. So we're really happy to have him.
So did you guys stay in New York, or did you come home? Because I know you got the Rangers on Thursday.
Yeah, no, we're staying in New York. We have a day off today, and then we'll practice tomorrow and get ready to go.
So what are they doing for your birthday? Are they taking out anywhere?
I don't know. I haven't heard yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, they ought to do something for you. Buy an expensive New York steak.
Need to know basis.
Yeah. Well, you don't need another surprise. You had one last night. So let's get some good going for your birthday. Enjoy your time in New York. Go get one on the Rangers, and we'll see you Sunday against the Caps.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thanks. Coach Jeremy Colleton, sponsored by Hooters.